Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment.
Good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, good.
All right, welcome to Good Cop, Bad Cop, episode 137. Matt, how are you doing, sir?
I'm not doing too bad, Graham. It's been an interesting week. You know, we're out and about now in England. We can go and see people's gardens. So I froze my ass off yesterday in three different gardens, giving Easter eggs to my nieces and nephews. It was lovely.
As long as it's only six people, I believe.
It wasn't even that.
All right, well, let's get to our guests. We have two-thirds. I hate doing math, Matt, because I know it confuses you. But we have two-thirds of the Jaded Wrestling podcast with us today. We got Will and Taylor. How are you doing, guys?
I am doing great. Super tired, but I think we all are in this world. Because, yeah. Like I said, especially with the time zone difference, it's definitely a fun time. But, you know, I am just happy to be here with you guys. And I think Taylor feels the same.
I'm feeling like fire, man, with four eyes. Let's go.
As you guys know, well, at least you guys know, he's got that venom in his hand. So, you know, pumping through his veins, got the energy going. I personally have a beer. It's my one day off this week, so I decided to have a little bit of fun myself.
Literally.
I'm here to have a great time. It's about 3:30, so depending on who you ask.
I know it's happy hour somewhere in the world, but come on.
Exactly.
Jimmy Buffett, 5 o'clock somewhere. Now, we always like to ask about the podcast. We always like to ask people to tell us a little bit about the vibe of it. And I know particularly, I mentioned two-thirds, so I know that you have a third member of the crew as well. I know you have your regular episodes. I know you have the Before You Were Jaded episodes. So I know you have a few little different things that you do. But why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your podcast?
So you kind of hit the nail on the head. It's actually more, it's recently grown. So now we have additional podcast. It's called The Year Of, and not only is the third member you mentioned, Kevin, still with us, and we're actually, when we get off of here, we're going to go ahead and do a Jaded Family discussion with him. We're going to go ahead and get on a call, but we also have introduced Duke to the family, so him and Kevin are now doing bi-weekly episodes. But from what Kevin says, him and Duke are just getting in the rhythm of things, and they want to start putting that out on a weekly basis too. So that's now coming out to you on Mondays every other week, and it's a great time. You know, they have a much different perspective from us because they are a little bit older than us and they've been watching much longer than us. Not significantly longer than me, but definitely Taylor. The whole reason how Jaded Wrestling came to be was Taylor never really watched wrestling. Like, he was introduced to it here and there, but it wasn't until we really got to start hanging out where I made him a mark. And so the whole idea was originally, this was just like a journey of taking Taylor back through everything he's missed. And I'll let you talk a little bit about that.
So I was talking to my dad today, and he called me on the phone, and he was like, because about a year ago, we started this podcast, so I've been trying to get him to watch more wrestling, because I watched a lot of 90s wrestling, but skipped everything else. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So I've been trying to push him a little bit into wrestling, and he called me today, and he goes, I had this girl over last night, and we were watching the Gravedigger documentary, and I was like, Gravedigger? Who the fuck is Gravedigger?
That's like, Monster Jam.
And then he was like talking about shoveling and stuff. I was like, he's talking about The Undertaker. And I was like, are you talking about The Undertaker? And he was like, oh yeah, Gravedigger, Undertaker. They both dig holes. Who really cares?
No!
And I was like, Dad, you were watching The Last Ride, and you just were like, you called him Gravedigger. Like, the disrespect is just unlimited at this point. Like,
what is it with parents where, like, they get something wrong? Like, my mom always, like, when I was a kid and I had Pokemon cards, right, I'd be like, hey mom, could you, you know, like, let's go to the store and get Pokemon cards. She's like, oh, you want some of the Pokemans? And I'm like, no mom, it's Pokemon. And she's like,
I could beat that. When you go to the store and you ask for Pokemon cards and they get your Digimon cards.
Oh. let's be honest with ourselves. Everyone wanted to criticize and be so harsh towards Digimon when we were younger. Going back, those movies weren't bad, man.
Either way, that is what it is for that. It's even worse when all people of a certain age, Graham, think of all video game consoles as being Nintendo.
Oh no, so over here it's the Dreamcast. It's like, oh, you got one of them Dreamcast.
My other half is a Dreamcast mark. In fact, since the Dreamcast came out, he has bought every games console that's ever come out.
All right, let's go. That was me with PS2, but not buying everyone. I've just bought every Sony.
But if you want to listen to gaming, listen to Chris Talks Games on every Saturday on the network, not this show.
All right, let's go.
Let's get some good cop stuff going, Graham, shall we?
Go listen to This Good Cop Moment, the King of Wrestling podcast, the number one source for independent wrestling. You can listen to him on all major podcast platforms. If you do listen on Apple Podcasts, go give him a 5-star rating and go follow him on Twitter as well at KOWP Show.
Good. As always, guests get to go first. So, Will, what is your main good cop moment of the week?
I have a really good cop moment of the week, actually. I don't know exactly when this is being put out, so it could either...
Tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. So this is a great future good cop moment. Last year, obviously, WrestleMania was supposed to be in Tampa, Florida at Raymond James Stadium. I live 45 minutes from there. And when I met my fiance, I got her into wrestling. She had never watched it other than when her and her mother would watch it like casually, like after a show on USA Network, they would watch it the first 10 minutes, get hooked, and then turn it off to something else. So I sparked that flame. And so she's never gone to a live event. Last year, we had tickets. As we know, it got canceled. And of course, most definitely. And obviously, we were upset, not because it wasn't the right decision, but it's just that moment got robbed for her. And it was a really important thing because my first WrestleMania and my first wrestling live event in general was WrestleMania 24 in Orlando, Florida. My dad took me when I was a kid. And so she's still salty to this day. So they're actually having people this year for WrestleMania in Raymond James. And next week I will be, or this weekend, so Saturday and Sunday, I will be in Raymond James doing my damnedest to stay away from absolutely everyone, and I will have pepper spray if anyone tries to get close to me, because I don't want to talk to anyone. And the only thing that like is making me feel somewhat okay with this decision is the fact that it's like apparently a pod seating
system. Yeah.
Yes, they're really being really careful about this, and I'm like, I'm gonna be interested how it works. So you're gonna be actually in the stadium, Ben.
Yes. And,
both days.
I have tickets. Unfortunately, because I missed the email for the pre-sales, they sold out instantly. Like, I remember on that Friday being in the queue, and at 10 o'clock I was in the queue, and 2,000 people were ahead of me.
Grant, maybe I can vouch for that. When we did Mania 35, tickets were like gold dust.
So it was unbelievable. And then I sat for a couple hours afterwards just going on the resale sites and everything like that, trying to find something. And the two-day like package deal, couldn't find anything that was worth it. You know, anything that was somewhat I could put the money on, it was nosebleeds and like, it's WrestleMania. But so then I got an idea in my head. They're selling single day tickets. And I bought, so I'm in two different sections. I'm in a much better section on Saturday, but I'm in a section, the next section up, it's like the 300s, I think, but it's still really good seating. Like, I'm a Tampa Bay Bucks fan, so I've been to Raymond James a million times.
Uh-huh.
And hey, don't give me that. I've been hurt for so many years. I'm not a new fan. I've been a Tampa Bay fan since before the 2000, you know, our original Super Bowl wins.
I don't do hand egg. It's fine.
Oh no, I totally respect that. It's you know, different strokes, different folks, as they always say.
You went to the games in England 2 years ago.
I went to a game. Yes, I had a free ticket.
Who did you see?
Now you're asking. The Jaguars.
Okay, cool. I'm a Jazz fan too, actually.
That's England's team. There you go.
They lost.
Of course they did.
I believe that. 100% I believe that. I was listening to a podcast one day where they were breaking down the fact that, like, it was anti-AEW, I'm going to be honest, and I didn't necessarily agree with everything, but they were like, they were trying to compare how Tony Khan handles AEW to how, like, the Jacksonville Jaguars are handled. And I'm like,
let's maybe not go there with how he handles his sporting teams, given how he handles Fulham Football Club in England either.
Yeah. So I think maybe we could even save those for the bad cop moments. Who knows? Let's get a little saucy.
But I do think that's very exciting that you guys are going to be there. Is it just you who's going to be there? Or is it you and your...
No, it's me and my fiance. So it's going to be her first wrestling event ever. We tried so hard to just hold out. We had so many opportunities. We right before the pandemic broke out, we were in Georgia on vacation. Yeah. It was the first time we got to go on vacation since our son was born. And New Japan was doing their U.S. tour. And we almost went, but we knew we were going to WrestleMania at that time. So we were like, we bit our tongue. And obviously, since then, there's really been no other option. So we got lucky in that aspect.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, Graham, we did WrestleMania 35, obviously, as everybody knows. And it was an experience that I'll never forget. I think I only got 8 hours sleep over 3 days. It was the most amazing experience of my life.
Oh, and I'm so excited because obviously everything's going on in Tampa Bay, and I work mornings. So I'm going to go out to Tampa throughout the week. And I have something cool to talk about when, you know, we get to the plug section, because that'll look into what I'm doing on WrestleMania weekend as well.
We've got a pro here, Graham, haven't we?
I like it. We've got a teaser already. This is perfect.
You know, gotta get the hook. Obviously, we want them to listen to the end because this is only getting better from here. Come on.
This is a great start to the show, Graham.
All right, Matt. Well, I'm glad it's you that follows up with this. So what have you got for your good cop moment of the week?
Well, this is a weird thing. I suspect that other people may have this at some point in their good cop, or maybe their bad cop, I'm not sure. But for me, this is more of a what the hell cop moment. Okay. Like most people, we all woke up yesterday to find out that WrestleMania Night 2 is going to be big enough as it is. Immediately following it, is a Stone Cold Steve Austin Broken Skull session that you'll never, ever forget. AEW's Chris Jericho is getting on WWE programming. How has this happened?
I was absolutely blown away, and I knew it was going to get taken. I have that somewhere in my notes down here, but right next to it, I have a backup note just in case we already got to it. But oh my God, I'm blown away.
Apparently, Austin texted Vince and actually said, are you okay? Would it be okay if I had Jericho on the podcast? And apparently, Vince said, great idea, do it. And then he texted him again because he knows that Vince isn't so great at texting. Are you sure I can do this? And he said a thumbs up back.
What a Vince move.
Vince McMahon has greenlit this. The forbidden door hasn't been smashed down. It's been kicked in and given a Stone Cold Stunner at this point. What the hell? I don't know what to... I tell you what. If you ever wanted the biggest hook for the network after WrestleMania, who's going to turn off after Mania? Nobody. Everyone's going to watch this. AEW fans are going to tune in and watch part of WrestleMania because they want to be there ready in time for when this happens straight after. My mind is blown right now. I don't know. I can't use words, Graham.
Speak. Are you telling me then that, because obviously we talked about time differences right at the start, I'm going to guess it's probably not going to finish until 10 p.m. Eastern. So at 3 a.m. British summer time, you're going to stay up and you're going to watch that interview. Is that what you're telling me? And you're saying that every Brit's going to do that?
Not saying all Brits are going to do that, but I'm saying
that everyone's going to stay up and watch it.
But they're not after the British audience, Graham. They're after the American audience, aren't they?
I'm going to keep it 50 times 2 with you guys. I will be getting in my car after WrestleMania. Not even. I'll be walking in my car, and I'm going to have Peacock on my phone just listening to this. Like, it's one of those things, but do you think...
Anything could happen.
Here's the thing. Has it been a work this entire time? Is Chris Jericho a plant?
Well, a lot of people, some people for a long time said that AEW was actually secretly owned by Vince.
Who knows?
A lot of people have said it for a couple of months and then it died away, but Greg's shaking his head, and he's right to shake his head because it's not. We know it's not, but this is good to see two companies working together. Why shouldn't they? Jericho's a huge part of WWE. Why not?
It blows me away, and it's for Vince to make this decision. Do you think, does he come back and go, pal, I don't know if I realized what he was really saying to me. Like, maybe he was just, like, in a meeting and something. He was just like, whatever you want, Steve. Like, you know, a guy like Stone Cold, you don't say no to, especially when he brings that kind of attention. And so I know, like, I've heard crazy stories about Vince's schedule and how hectic he is. I could only imagine.
He's the only one that could bridge the gap, though. There's nobody else that you could take over there that would be comfortable enough to come over. You know what I mean? Like,
I wonder. The only one. I wonder as well if this could be the door for Jericho to be in the Hall of Fame next year.
Ooh, very hot take.
Don't you have to be retired, though?
Well, clearly not. Kane's not retired officially.
I mean,
that's retired. True.
I was going to say, I don't think Van Damme is.
He's, you know, right, I was around. Actually just reading a news story the other day where Kane could not, or Glenn Jacobs, of course, could not get his point across in a district meeting, and he straight up chokeslammed a guy through a board table.
Of course he did.
We were saying this earlier, Graham, weren't we, about how Kane is probably the coolest political figure in America right now. I wouldn't want to be arguing against him. I mean, his promos never were great. That's why he pulled Paul Bearer. But yeah, for me, that's my good comment of the week. I'm thinking, like, whoever made this happen, give him a pay rise, Vince. Seriously. If it was Austin, then, well, hats off to you, Austin. Someone else talk. I need to take a break.
He's done a good amount for everything this year, though, with his straight-up Steve Austin show plugging right after, you know, the show Raw, and it's like everything is seeming to work out Steve Austin this year. Everything's coming up Milhouse, you know what I mean?
Let's not also forget that the Broken Skull IPA is probably, without question, one of the best beers I've ever had. I had a friend, he was my old boss, he took a trip up to New York, and he managed to snag me like 2 4-packs. There's extremely limited distribution on it, and it doesn't come to Florida at all. And
yeah, I couldn't find that in Florida when I was over there.
Yeah, no, it's either on that side where, like, around Texas, and it goes up to, like, New York and, like, that whole area of the United States, but nothing in Florida yet. But I'm telling you, I'm going to keep on messaging El Seguro and be like, bro, let me know what I have to do. Hell, can you just ship it to me? I would pay the there are certain products that I would pay extreme shipping costs for, like original banana Nesquik. There's a certain hot dog, Weigels, I believe they're called, from up in New York. They're like a Rochester thing, and they're without question the best hot dog I've ever had. Things like that, you know, I'll pay the shipping. Fuck it.
All right, Taylor, what have you got for your good cop moment of the week?
Okay, so as usual, I'm way behind on everything, but I just watched WrestleMania 24 because I've never seen it before.
Okay, that's way behind, mate.
I know.
What do you mean?
Know.
It just happened a little while ago.
I know, but the thing is, like, I had never seen it, so I watched it a couple days ago on WWE HD. Woo, Peacock!
We may or may not be putting out an episode about it on Friday.
Yeah, we probably will. We'll probably put an episode about it on Friday, but wow, man. Wow. Do you think that's the greatest WrestleMania ever? Man, I'm renaming it. I'm Sorry I Love You. That's the name of it from this point forward. It's not even called WrestleMania. It's called I'm Sorry I Love You.
That is such an overhyped moment.
Oh man, I don't know.
I'm telling you, a little kid, me, sitting in that stand.
No. Allow me to defend myself. The moment for Will would have been amazing, obviously. I'm not saying that you were there, okay? I was not there. But I have seen that moment so many times, it may as well at this point be the entrance movie for the entire wrestling product. I've seen it that many times. I'm just desensitized to it. So I'm like, yeah, move on now, seriously.
What's your fault for watching it so much? Don't watch it so frequently.
I don't watch it so often. It's just repeated on every list video when I'm doing research.
To be fair, that promo was cold, though, before that, where he tells him he's going to take him out back and shoot him. You know what I mean? Old Yeller.
And you know, coupled with Snoop Dogg, how do you go wrong?
You're right.
What was so crazy is like being in the arena for that blackout too. Holy shit, dude. That was like, I was like, I wonder what's going on TV right now.
I can imagine Little Will just like, what's happening? It's black in the stadium. What do you do?
Here's an even funnier note about that. And I'm going to say it on the episode of Before You Were Jaded too. But so I'm sitting there. This is my first wrestling live event ever. And I'm like, why can't I hear the commentary?
How old were you?
I think it was like, shit. When was that? Was it 2007 or 8, right?
24 was 2008.
Yeah, so 8 plus... I was 13.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we'll let you off in. Let you off in, yeah. Fine.
Yeah, I was a little youngin'. Now I've just acted like I'm 50 years old and I've been watching wrestling for way too long. That's what happened.
I'm going to back you up, Baylor, because I'm also somebody who hasn't watched a lot of WrestleManias. I think the first one I watched was probably around 32 or 33, and I hadn't seen any others at that point, or I'd seen clips of them. So same thing. Sometimes if I got like 3 hours and I want to watch some wrestling, or 4 hours, I'm going to throw a WrestleMania on as well. And I've been catching up with them over time as well. And they tend to all blend into one, though. When you watch 10 WrestleManias over the period of 10 weeks, it's a little bit brain overload, I have to say. The people who watch them every single year, they definitely have more of a distinction because they're separated out a little bit. But yeah, no, I certainly like going back and watching. I think I'm almost up to date. I think I might have missed a couple of the early ones, and I think I've missed some late 20s, but I'm pretty close to have caught up on all of them by now.
17 would always be the best, and I'll fight anyone who's otherwise.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. Yeah.
That is a great one. I'm not even going to argue with you on that.
Yeah.
It was almost flawless.
But you can't match the energy of those, though.
But you're saying you're watching WrestleMania 24. Why did you pick that one? Is it purely because of Will? Or?
Well, Will was telling me his stories about being there. And, you know, I've been kind of bouncing around. Later on, I want to talk to you about another pay-per-view I watched that is pretty intense in its own right and not very highly regarded. But I think that this one just seemed like the way to go because, like you said, you see those clips on every package. They're on all of them. And it's because it's an endearing moment that people tend to remember and place with WrestleMania when they think about it most of the time, in my estimation. You know what I mean? So when I think about it, I think of, oh, this is the kick of death is what I call it almost, too. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't end his career, but maybe it should have. I don't know. I mean,
there's also a couple other factors too, though. Obviously, with us going to WrestleMania on Sunday, we thought it would be cool that we put a highlight of my stories from my first wrestling event, my first WrestleMania, the Friday before I go to WrestleMania the next 2 days. You know what I mean? And then obviously we're going to be talking about it the following week on all the different podcasts. But then on top of that, Peacock has made it a bitch to do our podcast lately.
Yeah.
Yep.
It is like Peacock said, fuck the podcast wrestling world.
Unless your
current product, you're going to eat a dick.
I tried really, really hard to like be the positive guy with HD because I like it. But it's like at the same time, it's like, okay, you just took all the ECW away pretty much except for like five of them. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
I still can't. You know what?
Even the bad cop.
It was both of my bad cop moments last week. It was my main bad cop moment, and it was my speed check bad cop moment as well. Yeah, no, I don't like it at all.
I think I'm gonna keep that as well in the back of my head for something. I have something.
Okay.
What about you, Graham? What's your good cop moment of the week?
Well, I played it safe. As I'm going last, I had to pick something I knew no one else was going to choose. I actually saw this as I was just about to go to bed last night. I saw this on Facebook, and it was a post from George Takei. An 8-year-old Pennsylvanian boy, Jackson Dempsey, saved his 20-month-old sister's life. They were in the back of their car. They were driving. The little sister started to choke on a chicken nugget. The boy didn't want to disturb his father while he was driving, which seems a little bit strange anyway, but basically told him to pull over. The boy was actually really calm about this. He took the sister out, starts patting her on the back, performing the Heimlich maneuver over and over again until the chicken nugget popped out of her mouth in cinematic fashion. Dad couldn't believe all this. He said, I couldn't believe it. I mean, he's always been a really good big brother, but I never knew he would know what to do with that. Most kids might panic and just start yelling. And of course, why did I pick this? Because Matt's wondering, like, what the hell are you talking about? What's this got to do with wrestling? All right, where did this boy pick up this skill to perform the Heimlich maneuver? He learned it from the Nickelodeon show The Substitute, which I have to admit I had never heard of until this moment. They get famous celebrities to dress up as substitute teachers, and then they film them while they teach the kids something. So the one that he watched was, it was basically teaching them how to do CPR. And the person who was the substitute that day, who essentially saved his lot of the kid's life, John Cena.
Hey!
So John Cena indirectly saved a little kid's life, and it was such a touching story. I was like, that has to be my good cop moment for the week.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
I love doing stories now. I found this as my thing. I've either got to go back to a ridiculously long time ago or pick something where you're thinking, like, what the hell are you talking about? They're my favorite ones now that I like to do as my good cop and bad cop moments, because I like to you to figure out, all right, where is he going with this story?
Warms my cold little heart, that does, Graham.
I am going to post the YouTube link for it. I can't find the whole show, but there is like a 2-minute clip. John Cena in a huge big beard. I think it said Nickelodeon UK. I'm not particularly good at picking out UK and American accents now, because I'm used to hearing both, so I'm not sure if it was filmed in Britain or not, but I don't think the kids realized it was John Cena, to be honest. So
I have been very over the moon with John Anthony Felix Jr., I believe is his full name, lately. Now that I've recently seen some highlights from his movie clips, like they just put out the new Suicide Squad trailer, right?
Been quite polarizing, that trailer as well.
I was impressed. I haven't watched either of the other movies. So, fun fact about me personally, horrendous when it comes to watching almost any new movies, because I'm very, like, I really just like serious, like, horror thrillers or shit like that. Something to make me, just really captivate my attention. I'm really bad at watching anything positive, I guess, is a good way to put it. Especially because, excuse me, the biggest thing for me is I just been watching wrestling. That's whenever I watch TV now lately, it's wrestling, and when we're in football, or would you call it hand biscuit?
Hand egg, because you don't kick it, it's a hand, you handle it, and it's egg-shaped. It's not a ball.
So I'm going to be 100%, I agree with you to a good percent, because field goals weren't even prominent in it for a long, long time. And so it's like, there is kicking, but it's not kicking like soccer is. And so you guys actually just straight up call it, like, does soccer ever get integrated over there? Or is it just exclusively football?
Soccer is called football, and what you call football is American football. That would be the distinction.
Okay, see, because that's something that's, like, I'm intrigued, and I'm with you guys on that.
Why did they decide to name it the same sport that you call it? What is that's the dumbest thing in the world?
To be fair, football, if you call it soccer, it's association football. It's abbreviated to soccer from association. Ironically, the British called it before America did.
I feel like if we're going to be honest with ourselves, soccer almost sounds like a better name for, like, American football. Because you are socking people to a degree, or at least you used to, not with the new regulations and whatnot.
I'm not mean than harsh, but how can you be world champions in a sport which is only played in one country?
You're right.
Whoa. We play over there sometimes.
Only American teams, though.
I know. I'm just, you know, well,
that is a weird thing to be. It's really weird. Give us a few years. We'll be everywhere.
Canada, Toronto. They have two countries.
Yeah. That's fine, but I'm saying American football, they're called the NFL World Champions.
If I remember correctly, the Brits also call American football gridiron as well. Or they certainly did when I grew up in the
UK. No, gridiron is an American term.
Well, and so gridiron is like, it's a reference, if I remember correctly, it's just in like the field, right? Like we're hitting the gridiron.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
American term, yeah. I also, some people, not naming names, have referred to American football as rugby for wusses.
I'm not going to be mad at that, to be honest with you. It depends on what era you're talking about.
I think they wear. They basically put on an exosuit.
Well, no, you're not wrong. Rugby is an extremely physical and intense sport. And I'm not disagreeing. But back in the day when football was first getting started, it was extremely violent.
My mom wouldn't let me play either. I tried to play football. She told me no. And she told me don't even look at the rugby kids.
I remember hearing a story about an NFL winning team who won a Super Bowl took on the winners of Rugby League in the UK at one point, and they destroyed them because they're just much rougher. Because they just keep going and going and going.
Oh, and especially with, like, how much money is on the line and everything like that. These days, like, you have players who definitely become prima donnas and stuff like that.
Yeah, the people who play rugby in this country get paid a pittance, comparatively speaking. We've played from a point here, haven't we, a bit?
Well, we have a little bit. Well, Matt, this, of course, never happens that you talk too much. We've realized we're massively overrunning on time for this one. So we're going to do the speed checks, but we're not going to interact with each other. So we're just going to do our 1 minute, and then we're going to move on to the next one, and so on.
It is a very good cop moment. I think I'm like a week late on this for sure, because this is my backup moment. Like I mentioned, I was also going to talk about Chris on the Broken Skull sessions. However, I had a moment where I genuinely freaked the fuck out watching television in the best way possible. Because even though I'm going to WrestleMania, I'm not overwhelmed by the card just yet. They have 6 days, something like that, to get their shit together, but I'm not holding my breath. However, we got one match that made me care, and that is Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn.
Mm-hmm.
Been done a million times, but on the grandest stage of them all, baby, it is going to be a phenomenally good cop moment.
Absolutely. Wow, it's really difficult not to comment after these, but Matt, go ahead, you got your 1 minute as well.
Dustin Rhodes, aka Goldust, when he's in WWE, good cop moment for it is because he called out the entire state of Arkansas over the retraction of healthcare for the coverage for the trans youth. Apparently, any doctor treating a trans kid now will lose their license. So credit to Dustin Rhodes for standing up for the trans community as someone who represents LGBTQ plus very proudly. Dustin Rhodes, you're all right in my book, buddy, and you can go in the Hall of Fame anytime.
That's a great cop moment.
All right, Taylor, what you got?
As we said earlier, it got canceled last year for WrestleMania, and we were getting killed on money and tourism because they took away our WrestleMania because of COVID, because it had to happen. It's back. It is such a good move for WWE to think about when they're looking at Florida as the place where they kind of set their bedrock with everything. You know what I mean? So we're back again in Tampa. We're going to do big things. We're finally getting a little bit of outside interference with people coming in the stadium, real fans. We're getting back to normal, and things are going to be the way they should be, I hope. And I'm ready for it. Let's get some live wrestling back and hit some house shows soon, huh?
Never again, actually. They can't.
Took the wings out of my good cop.
My good cop is MLW. I've missed a couple of episodes recently. I've heard they weren't particularly impressive, but this week was on fire. Jordan Oliver against Simon Gotch. Myron Reed against Daivari, both from Contra. Jacob Fatu defended his title, which he's held for nearly 2 years now, against the Calvin Tankman, who hasn't lost a match yet. So that was really good. No spoilers. Go watch it if you want to see it. Butch versus Gore presents the Cassandro Cup from last Sunday, which was on IWTV. Butch versus Gore 1 was the last independent wrestling event that I got to see, so I was really excited to see the follow-up. It was trending in the top 10 nationwide for an indie event. Phenomenal. Billy Dixon on Twitter, I'm happy to announce that the hashtag Cassandro Cup drew one of, if not the largest premiere in indie wrestling history. Thank you all so much again. We did it.
I love that. I've been wanting to watch a lot of MLW lately, and Jacob Fatu is just so impressive. The fact that we haven't seen him on a larger scale is just an absolute joke.
All right, don't forget, if you want to catch the best indie wrestling action as well, don't forget to go and check out powerslam.tv. And if you use code GOODCOPBADCOP, all lowercase, then you can get 30 days free. All right, we've talked about the good, but what about the bad? I think we normally reverse this, so Taylor, I'm going to let you go first. What have you got for your main bad cop moment of the week?
I'm still not completely sold on this card, this WrestleMania card.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any super compelling matches that we haven't already seen, aside from people being joined in here and there. And to be honest, I'm going to watch it both nights. This is not me saying I'm bowing out, I'm going to watch Impact instead. But this is me saying, oh, come on, guys, do better. I hate to be the downer, but, you know, that's what I got to do. Hashtag bad cop.
There's definitely a few matches that have caught my attention, but I agree at the same point. Normally, you'd hope for a few more when it's a WrestleMania. So Yeah, they don't have to pad that card out.
If the weirdest thing is, the weirdest thing ever is night one, which of course, as Will has said, he's going to be there for, of course, the opening match on night one for the first time ever in WrestleMania history is to be for the WWE Championship.
Oh, so that's officially announced. So I missed
that. They announced that last week, yeah.
Oh, I missed that too.
Unless that was April Fool and I got fooled by it, yeah.
I'm totally here for it. And so that's such a good thing to say, though. I'm glad you brought it to my attention because I'm trying to figure out what they're going to do with that opening match. And I'm going to be like, if we ask ourselves, that first match on Saturday is going to be the most important match of that entire card. Not because it's the first match, because it's the first match back for WWE, at least.
I see that. I can see Lashley winning by DQ because I predict Benjamin Alexander interfering.
We call it the same thing. That's my prediction.
Because the Hurt Business can't get involved, but they've been fired from the Hurt Business now.
Exactly.
They get around it. That MVP's master plan comes to fruition.
He is so great, and he just made comment on the like Hurt Business too. So it's it's a work, man, and I'm so glad they actually took MVP from just appearing in the Royal Rumble to actually being. He's on the best run of his entire WWE career.
And he's now on commentary as well. If he's now taking over from Samoa Joe full time and Joe back in the ring, fantastic. MVP is great on the mic. Perfect transition for him, end of his career. Samoa Joe, one more run. I want to see him kick Seth's ass one more time.
No, I don't agree. If Samoa Joe isn't a world champion, whether it's Universal or...
Absolutely. I want to see him beat Seth for it.
Okay, I would agree to that arc. Especially, I'm on an island with very few people where, like, we like the current Seth Rollins.
I love the current Seth Rollins. I love him. He's a creepy little bitch. I love it.
And he's got... He definitely played Far Cry 5. I'm just going to say it.
Graham ain't got a clue we're talking about there, but I know where you're coming from.
I've heard of Seth Rollins.
No, far away.
Wait, you mean Tyler Black? Or should we not say that?
My latest interview on MGB, Matt, you know, we just talked about Tyler Black's... he was the trainer for JT Energy. See, I know
he was.
But do you remember Tyler Black in Wrestling Society X?
I do not.
If you've never heard of Wrestling Society X, go watch the first episode on YouTube. It's there. It's great. And you're going to watch a guy who definitely thinks he's way cooler than he is announce the entire thing.
All right, Matt, what you got for Bad Cop?
Okay. Well, I sort of agree in a way. I'm partially dreading a two-night all-nighter for Mania 37, but how can I not? I'm going to talk about AEW. I've got questions. How many factions are in AEW? I'm finding it a little bit confusing.
59.
Yeah, and they all meant to mingle with each other. It's weird. I didn't enjoy Jericho flushing MJF's head down the toilet. It's 2021, guys. It's all a bit... No, that's just bullying. It's just high school bullying. Come on. This is not the attitude here anymore. I'm sick of Don Callis. I'm sick of him already. I say, whilst I do think the commentary team isn't bad, I do think it's like having both JR and Shivani at the same time. Doesn't seem to flow as well.
Can I bring an interesting thing to you? That's an extremely bad cop moment because you mentioned Don Callis. I'm not going to speak in length about it, but I've heard very, very saucy things about Don Callis in Impact. And some things he's done that have, you could say, been swept under the rug. Are you familiar with what I'm
making? I'm not familiar with this, no.
So this is what I'll do. I'll plant the seed for you guys. You can go do your own independent research. However...
I've got a man for that. His name's Conrad Newton. He runs the Dragon Suplex Network.
I'm a big fan of Conrad. You know, but yeah, so go ahead. Look into it a little bit more, but from what I understand, Don Callis is not a squeaky clean character. And I don't mean character as the person he portrays on TV. The person behind the closed door.
Unfortunately, it seems to be a recurring thing in recent times in wrestling, it seems.
And so I'll also put this out there. That's why there's certain people that I still will not get behind no matter the push they get, including Sammy Guevara. I'm still on the jury's out on him. I want so, and I will put this out there. I really, really want to like him. I just can't. It's there, and there's another person who's being pushed just the same, but in a completely different company that I will never get behind. That if things were different, he would be one of my favorite wrestlers, and that's Matt Riddle.
Is that Mr. Ospreay?
No, but Ospreay, that's a can of worms too.
Yeah. I won't go into it on the show. I've done that to death on Talk of the Table. But as you're still talking, we'll continue with your bad moment of the week.
So, bad cop moment of the week. You know what? Let's keep what I was just talking about going. And this is something I heard about. I didn't even watch Raw. But Matt Riddle definitely forgot his lines. And from what I understand, like, I haven't seen the clip, but he kind of played it off well. But still, like, come on, dude. You've already got enough working against you, and you're just going to straight up not remember your lines. But that's a two-way street, because one, it's bad on him for not actually caring enough to learn what he's supposed to say. But it should speak volumes that, hey, maybe we should take the talkers who can actually do stuff and just give them a little bit more freedom. It's not like it's ever worked before. Oh, wait. When you trust people, you get good product. There are certain people that I do think still have a little bit more freedom. Like, I think Kevin Owens kind of has a few live mics more often than not.
I didn't see the Riddle segment, so I'm going to pass this over to you, Matt.
He definitely felt like he was a high flyer, as Chad would say back in the day. Yeah, which is not help, which can be attributed to his character, perhaps, but yeah, it wasn't great.
As a good thing. I'm not a good thing, but a good way to recover. You know what I mean? I didn't take it as bad as that when I saw the clip. Like, everybody else is like, oh, terrible. But I seem to remember Steiner screwing up some promos and they become some of his best promos. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I haven't seen a whole bunch of Matt Riddle's other promos where I've been like, oh, man, you fucking suck. You know what I mean? But, like,
he's got enough heat on him at the moment as it is for his off-air shenanigans, shall we say. So there's enough people on Twitter who don't want him to be in the company, let alone a US champion. And so that's not helping his case.
I was so mad when he won. I was not a fan. And if you're going to make me less and less... What is that?
Sounds like thunder.
Okay, good old Florida. So fun thing about Florida, where we always say, if you don't like the weather here, wait 5 minutes because it'll change.
Found this out at Epcot.
Yeah, that's...
What is the lightning we had?
I've literally driven down like a highway, right? And on one side, you think you're in a hurricane. On the other side of the highway, in the reverse traffic, it's bright and sunny and a great day. I don't understand the state that I live in most of the time. That's my bad cop moment. The weather of Florida.
Graham, what about your bad cop moment of the week then?
Oh, I've been waiting for this one all week. Matt, I want to take you back to June the 4th, 1974. So long ago that I wasn't even born. Now, I know we've talked football with Jaded. I'm not sure if they're baseball fans, but I want to talk about the Cleveland Indians. On that day, they held something called 10-cent beer night. The club intended to offer as much 8-ounce Stroh's beers as fans could drink. All right, I think you can probably guess where this is going to go. But anyway, let me tell you some of the things that happened. A woman ran onto the Indians on-deck circle and flashed her breasts and tried to kiss the umpire. Okay. A naked man ran onto the field and slid into second base as a home run was hit. A father and son ran into the outfield and mooned the fans in the bleachers. People were throwing hot dogs. People were spitting at the Texas playing staff. They were firing fireworks at the Texas dugout. The first baseman was almost hit by a gallon jug of Thunderbird. I'm not quite sure what Thunderbird is, but I'm guessing some sort of alcohol. A fan tried to steal a Rangers player's bat, after confronting the fan, he tripped and fell to the ground. The Texas manager thought he'd been attacked, charged onto the field with his players right behind him, and they were wielding bats. Most of the fans, though, had knives, chains, or portions of the stadium seats that they had ripped off. The manager of the Indians, realizing that some of the Rangers players' lives was in danger, told his players to grab bats and help them out. Rioters began throwing folded chairs, one of which hit a Cleveland player in the head. The first baseman was involved in a fist fight with the fan and had to fight another one when making his way back to the dugout. The bases were stolen and never returned. Rioters pelted the players with cups, rocks, bottles, radio batteries, popcorn containers, and those folding chairs we mentioned earlier. The commentators on the radio noticed the lack of police protection, and a riot squad eventually showed up and ended the brawl, and the game ended up being forfeited. Now, I'd heard some of the story for that, but I hadn't read all the things for it. Once again, Matt, of course, why am I doing this? Well, Thursday night in Tampa, Crab Wrestling, one of my local organizations, is hosting Boozapalooza, We Wrestle With Mania. General admission, $25, $30 for ringside seats, and $10 for a crab commemorative cup for unlimited booze of jungle juice or beer. I can't say this is a bad cop moment, but I'm saying it's possibly a future bad cop moment. In a small environment when people have probably been drinking all day anyway, and you're going to give them unlimited beer. Matt, you're trying to lose weight right now, and we talked about a photo recently where you saw a buffet, and you were already going crazy at that buffet. I think it was a KFC buffet. I do not think fans are going to be sensible when it comes to unlimited beer. That is my bad cop moment for the week.
Thunderbird is wine.
Oh, okay.
That's worse. You don't want to get hit in the head with wine at all.
And to put it into context, Thunderbird is a very cheap wine.
Ah.
It retails in the UK for less than £5 a bottle. So it's so cheap, there's no dip in the bottom to hold it in a restaurant.
I'm seeing precedent here with cheap beer sales and games. I don't think this is a good idea. And when you're promoting it as Boozapalooza, I love Crab Wrestling. I do not
it's
like it.
It's a little soon, guys.
It's going to be on IWTV. And also people have been most people have been restrained for around a year. I think people are finally ready to sort of get off that leash. I don't think it's a good idea.
If you put the alcohol into them, your inhibitions drop. Granted, a lot of people have been vaccinated, so it should be better than it could be. But it's gonna be a cluster.
It will be on IWTV. It will not be live, but I will be watching it because you know that's one of the ones I like to watch.
Okay, awesome, Graham. Right, so it's speed check with no reply time again. Then, guys, Taylor, what is your bad cop speed check up to a minute? What else you got?
My bad cop moment this time around is I kind of want to shoot a little bit at Shaq. So I know that we went a few weeks ago into an AEW Shaq match, which was widely regarded as a pretty good celebrity match, correct? Yeah, pretty good. So I'm not so much disputing that Shaq did okay as much as why was Shaq there at all? Because I know that we keep getting these celebrity cameos, and Pat McAfee was brilliant. Like, I'm not saying anything bad about there being celebrity cameos. Huge fan of Pat McAfee. I'm actually from Indiana where he played football at, so I love Pat McAfee. But the thing is, like, I just feel like there's a point where some people are too old to make celebrity cameos. And at this point, it's like, maybe Shaq is a little bit too old and big to be in there. That seems like a dangerous situation, especially with someone that's over 50 and has no wrestling experience whatsoever. My bad cop.
All right, Matt, what you got for us?
Well, that hot take, that McAfee's actually a decent wrestler. Right, okay. But we'll move on from that. Logan Paul, stay the fuck away from WrestleMania.
That's it.
No, I also want to say, although that could be enough. As highlighted earlier, if people think the editing of a network moment for Peacock is bad, I feel bad for the guy who's got to go through the entire of ECW and find New Jack. Good luck, buddy. You're gonna need therapy.
Another dramatic pause, or is that it this time?
I dropped the mic. What more can I do?
I'm holding the clock, so I can't really check.
That was a mic drop, so I'll go ahead and pick it right back up then. And my bad cop moment of the week, unless it doesn't play out this way. But so far, it looks that way. The Hurt Business broke up, and it's a bad cop moment in the respect that, why the hell are you going to do my boys like that? However, if you're going to go ahead and book Baron Corbin correctly and utilize his actual talents, which I know a lot of people don't believe there are, I'm one of the few people that disagree. This might be a good cop moment in the making, but for the time being, it is certainly a bad cop moment, in my opinion. I really enjoyed what they were able to do with the Hurt Business. Not at first, but definitely as they've grown as a stable, they have really started to get in the rhythm of things and are one of the few highlights on Raw. That's my bad cop moment of the week.
I saw, and I don't know if this is true or not, Nikki and Brie Bella talked about the fact they were only allowed 5 minutes to give their WWE Hall of Fame acceptance speech. Now, some people were a little snippy that it was 4 minutes and 59 seconds too long anyway, but I'm going to ignore that fact about it. If you're having a ceremony and you're getting people all dressed up and you're having going to all that effort, to only give 2.5 minutes per sister does seem a little bit disrespectful. Either do the event or don't do the event. Do you want people talking as long as Mr. T did? Absolutely not, but that would be way too short.
Yeah, promo skills weren't the best, Grandma.
There was a lot of very snippy comments, and I know people don't always like them, but as you discovered, Total Bellas is a pretty good show after all.
I haven't seen Bellas yet.
Oh, sorry, wrong one. They're on the Divas show as well, though, so...
Totally Bellas or Miz and Mrs. Which one? Take your pick.
Miz and Mrs.
No comparison. Miz and Mrs. is way better.
Yeah! Team Mazana!
No.
Yeah, I still got a few episodes to watch in season two. I think I got 4 or 5 to watch. I keep forgetting I got to watch them. Tonight, that's on my to-do list, I guess. All right, let's head to the Devil's Advocate.
Good! Bad!
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Good! Bad!
Guys, this is the Devil's Advocate round where myself and Graham and our guests pitch each other a Devil's Advocate to answer. This is usually a ridiculous statement associated with wrestling that we do not believe in, but must defend for 20 seconds as if it is the truth. If I say we mean the person in question. We do not must mean the person who is asking the question. And it's for legal reasons, this is entirely fictitious in what is to be said usually. Okay, well, your devil's advocate for me is as follows, and this is probably the craziest one I've ever done. Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn will only be a good match at Mania if they compete in a Lashley sister lingerie match.
So, if I understand correctly, my ideal situation for a Lashley's sisters lingerie match is it's kind of like a lumberjack match setup, right? And all the sisters are in independent lingerie, so you get three-sided, right? We definitely got to make sure it's in the hard cam. I'm going to go over 20 seconds for this, so fuck you. What? Honestly, we've seen it all from the two. Why not do this? One, we need more match stipulations.
He's worse than you, Matt.
Oh, dear. The idea that they were dressed up in as the Lashley sisters from a couple of years ago when Sami Zayn had brought out three.
Oh, of course I remember the segment. It came up in like a highlight reel the other day on Facebook, and I had just rewatched the segment. So you picked the perfect one.
It's Kevin Owens. I don't want to see his legs in a dress at all.
I like my version of the stipulation better, though. I think a lumberjack or a lumber Jill setup would be a little bit better.
That'd be kind of funny, yeah. Okay.
But I want you to defend the fact that they should keep the Confederate flags that Big Boss Man used to wear on his attire when they go through the censoring of Peacock. which I am still very curious if they're going to, and if they don't censor it, or if they're going to censor it, or if they just remove them completely. But defend why they should keep them.
Absolutely. When you look at history, you've got to think about the history of wrestling. Everything that must be... This is really hard. I can't. I tap out.
Oh!
I tap out.
Yeah!
Wow! I think that's the first tap out from a guest.
I cannot. It goes so much against everything I believe in.
Every time we watch anything that has Big Boss Man in it, I try my hardest to resist the urge for ripping him apart, but then the sociology and psychology major in me goes, I have to understand how he was raised, this world he was lived in, and why it could potentially make sense. However, I disagree with it so much.
I just can't because it flies in the face of everything as a human being. I tried for like 10, for like 5 seconds, and I was like, I'll take the tap out. I'm sorry. That's my first tap out in a year and a half, boys. Well done.
We actually managed to gain a little bit of time back, actually. We actually kept that bad cop segment pretty short. Let's finish up our last two, and then if we've got some extra ones, we can always throw them in then as well, okay?
We'll do that, yes. All right, okay.
Taylor. Alright, I picked this up from your podcast yesterday. So, your devil's advocate is, I miss the days of wrestling when a dropkick was a finisher.
There's nothing like the things that those crowds saw back then. The pops that Hulk Hogan would get when he would do a leg drop or something like that. You love a good dropkick. You know you do, don't lie. When you see it, it's not as good as it used to be because they don't know how to sell in the right way. But give me my old boys back, we're going to rock this shit.
I'm perfect.
Beautiful, Taylor.
You might have actually said leg drop, and I picked up drop kick. I tend to listen to podcasts at times 2.5, so sometimes I miss a little bit.
I misspoke. You got me on that
Don't feel bad at all. When we watch our pot, or like if I ever watch an event that I've seen before, I'll always watch it at 2x speed, just because it's like, I actually, there's a lot of times where I enjoy wrestling in 2x speed more.
Okay, so what I want to do here is I want you to explain why RoboCop is the best celebrity guy to ever be on a pay-per-view for WCW or WWE. Boom.
Oh, absolutely. You're talking about iconic figures. We talk about bringing in celebrities like Logan Paul and people like that, but they're just people. You actually got a physical character here. This was also, I believe, in DC. Now, I'm in that area right now. Unfortunately, I wasn't living at that time, but wow, what an appearance that is. Somebody who's got guns and things like that, I don't think you can be RoboCop.
You're not wrong.
You gave him an easy one, boys.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen that pay-per-view. It's on my to-do list.
It's very, very weird. It's a very weird pay-per-view.
With permission, Graham, can I give each of you your devil's advocate? I've got one for each of you.
Go ahead. Some
kid texted me.
Taylor. Okay. Taylor, your devil's advocate from me is, I would love to change in Sting's locker room in front of RoboCop.
Okay, so the thing is, like, he doesn't have genitals, so he's not going to really be able to make fun of you if you have a small wink. So I'm feeling very insecure around RoboCop because he's a machine and he doesn't have a wiener. So I think that I'll be all right rather than hanging out with, like, somebody that's got a wong. You know what I mean?
The Robo-dong.
Twitter is gold. Twitter is gold. And that leads me to Will's revenge one. From me.
Yeah, let's go. I'm ready.
FTR are supremely overrated, which is why they're in AEW.
Well, first and foremost, the reason why they didn't get over in WWE, who wants to support anyone who's bald? First and foremost. But going forward, they're old. They're outdated. There's a reason why WCW doesn't exist anymore. It's because it was boring and lame, just like FTR. And that's why they're washed up in AEW. And I do not fucking agree with what I just said.
Graham, your devil's advocate is, watching The Lion King was better than any independent event I have seen this last decade.
Well, absolutely. It depends how you watch it. Now, the part that you might have missed on Facebook is, I skipped all the music out, though, because I didn't want to watch that part of it. I only wanted to see the cartoon. It was really delaying the story. It was slowing it down too much. So every time the song came out, I skipped 3 minutes. It made the film only about 1 hour and 10 minutes, which made it perfect. It made it the perfect Disney film, to be honest.
Taylor hates Phil Collins.
I listened to the first one, and I was
it's Elton John!
It's Elton. That's what I just said. I said it's Elton under my breath. I said to him, it's Elton. You heard that.
Well, it's not that.
He's Tarzan. He's Tarzan. Don't you ever disrespect Elton John like that in your house. My
former student, who is a big Disney fan, was incredulous when she heard that I'd skip the music part out of it.
It's the best part of the movie!
No, it was awful. I could say it.
Right now. We'll argue about another time.
No plot development at all.
Graham, we will argue about another time. It is a subject which my other half will take you to school on.
Oh, I knew you would love that, which is, of course, why I mentioned it. Actually, I got one extra one then as well. Will, I had two prepared. Devil's Advocate then is, the celebrity I wanted to see at WrestleMania wasn't Logan Paul, it was Rand Paul.
So first and foremost, I don't know who this person is, so of course
we'll stop them.
No. Yeah. Give me my 20 seconds because I'm going to defend seeing this brand new talent. Obviously, as a wrestling fan, I get burnt out on watching the same product each and every single week. How many hours are we up to in wrestling product each and every single week now that there's literally wrestling each and every single day of the week? I need new faces, and this no-named piece of garbage might be the best thing that's ever happened to me.
I don't think Rand Paul is going to be the best thing that's ever happened to you.
He's a senator from Kentucky, isn't he?
Let's go. He's a senator from Kentucky. I love me people from Kentucky. Just kidding. I probably hate him.
You would hate him. He's a total colonel.
That's it.
Guys, this is the time where you promote your stuff. So, we had a teaser at the start, I believe, as well. So tell us again where we can find you on social media. Tell us about upcoming podcasts and certainly share that teaser as well.
Let's keep you on the edge of your seats, and I'll save that for after I get through the handles. So first and foremost, at Jaded Wrestling on Twitter. Mostly all of our social medias, if you look Jaded Wrestling up, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, wherever you're at, you can pretty much find us. The best places to listen to our podcast are Spotify and Apple Podcasts, like most people, but we're almost across the board on all platforms thanks to anchor.fm, which is kind of our home base. We put out weekly and bi-weekly content, like I said, at Jaded Wrestling for our Twitter, but you can find me at Godfieri. You can find Taylor. Come on, Taylor.
Oh, at Taylor Hassler 1. I'm sorry, I was zoning out. My bad.
Year of Pod for Kevin and Duke's new podcast, and then you can find Kevin at Jobin Rogue. But we're putting out all kinds of great content, and that is continuing into my teaser. So like I said, we have announced it officially, so it's not as much of a teaser, but we are putting out on April 6th a full-length interview with Just Incredible. And a big thing about it was I've listened to a lot of Just Incredible interviews, especially with trying to do research for interviewing him. So a big thing about it was I didn't want to have the same interview everyone else had with him. And I think that I managed to do that with Kevin. And we had a good time. It was right over an hour, but the fun doesn't stop there. We kind of hit it off. And so as of right now, tentatively, me and Justin Credible are supposed to get together during WrestleMania week because he's doing some work out here in Tampa. And so who knows where that's going to take me across the wrestling world. So I'm going to, like I said earlier in the show, be out in Tampa as much as possible throughout the week, starting like about Wednesday. And I'm staying in Tampa overnight Saturday going into Sunday. Me and my wife / fiance were able to get my mother to watch our son. So we're going to make it a weekend. And I just want to meet whoever I can, interact with whatever I can, and just try to get all the great content to bring to all the wonderful people that either have been loyally listening to us or anyone who knew. Can't talk today. Anyone new who comes from this wonderful experience we've had with you guys today. But yeah, we have so many more things in the works, but I think that's really the highlight of what we're doing right now. But we're putting out weekly and bi-weekly content, and that interview is going to be awesome. And we're just trying to get YouTube figured out. It's a pain in the ass to upload stuff to it because it just
takes 8 hours.
That's the one place it's been the bane of my existence because it takes like an hour and a half to just convert a video and then to put it up there. It's a process, and we're trying to get better at that, but everywhere else you can find us, and we're just happy to be here and so thankful for you guys to invite us on to the podcast to talk some shit.
This has been a real, real fun time, guys. If you ever have any free time and you're out of a guest or something, call us because we'll be down to do it again.
And vice versa. Now that we're starting to get into the interviewing and just having guests, it's new to us still. We're still in our first year, so we're just trying to grow and everything. We'd love to have you guys come in for like a Jaded Family discussion where, you know, we get everyone at the table.
That'll do it for the week then, guys. On behalf of myself and Graham, and of course, our wonderful guest, Will and Taylor from Jaded Wrestling, we're out of here. We'll be back next week for WrestleMania weekend, boys. Boom!
Yeah!
I got to announce it. He already dropped. He actually promoted himself. Next week, we've got Five Nerds Go on the podcast. I'm predicting a very sweary episode.
And I've got to edit, haven't I, as well?
Boom.
Music was Happy Happy Game Show by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0/